It's time for another B moment. Let's let our hearts say, this is my B moment, my moment to be still, to be fed by the Word of God, to be grateful. So this morning, I am thinking about how I can create these moving pinnacles in my life. It's like no sooner I achieve one thing, I'm on to the next. And I am guilty of doing this in like several areas of my life, you know, from my career to even down to my wardrobe, right? I got a great pair of slacks and nice blazer, and now I need a hot boot. And then once I get all of that, now I need a new bag, you know? And in my career, you know, if I could go back to school, and then I go back to school. Only if I could leave corporate, then I leave corporate. Only if I could, you know, start my own business. And then only if, and it's just never, it's always feeling like you're in a place where there could be more and it's not enough. And I was recently reading about Solomon and his insatiable desire for more. In his instance, it was more women. And I had to stop for a moment and think, because when I think about evil, I think about it being harmful and coming to destroy. But evil also comes to distract and to preoccupy, to feed into the fallacy that we are what we have and what we do, and that we're just essentially not enough. And so I want to move away from that and understand that if only I could comes out of that fallacy. Today, I want to stand on the scripture that Paul teaches us in Philippians 4:11. I am not saying this because I am in need, for I have learned to be content whatever the circumstances. So today, will you join me in putting aside the if only I could and step into the light that your Father truly sees you in? That's what I'm going to try to do for sure. Finally, share this B moment because others also desire to be inspired.